Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, an exciting event coming up during Cattlemen's Congress regarding the Beef Quality Assurance Program. Tell us more.
Absolutely. As cattlemen and women gather in Oklahoma City for Cattlemen's Congress to showcase and market their elite cattle genetics January 1st through the 16th, cattle producers also have the opportunity to participate in a unique seminar featuring national beef industry and breed leaders while also achieving their beef quality assurance certification. The event is scheduled from 1 to 4 p.m. on Tuesday, January 4th at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds in the Super Barn Sales Arena, and all producers are invited to attend. There is no cost to attend the event, but attendees are asked to RSVP by visiting the Oklahoma Beef Council website at oklabeef.org. It's important for producers to keep their BQA certification up to date, so come out to Cattlemen's Congress on January 4th for some great BQA education, outstanding cattle genetics, and a wonderful trade show.
Thanks, Heather. Again, you can learn more about this BQA event at oklabeef.org.
Well, livestock futures bounced back pretty nicely today. Here we had the live cattle finish about anywhere from 90 to a dollar or so higher. Looks like the December live cattle up 105 to close at 135.52. The February is up 95 to 136.92. April lives up $1.17 to 141.35. This is, you know, being a dollar higher in the face of a $1.35 cash trade this week was actually, and I think a lot of people's opinion, kind of a good thing that the market was able to hold together with the lower cash trade. Feeder cattle were even higher. They were anywhere from $1.30 to $2.25 higher, with the January feeders up $1.62 to close at $160.85. March is up $1.32 to close at $161.82. The April's at $165.40. Today's low was quite a bit below where we closed, $1.50 or so below, so quite a good comeback. And then the hogs were anywhere from $1.70 to $2.95 higher. We have a cattle on feed report to finish off the week on Thursday. It's normally on Friday, but it's on Thursday this week because the markets are down Friday because of Christmas Eve. So on that cattle on feed report, we're expecting around 100% on feed, 103 placed, and 103% marketed in the month of November.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Save on taxes with a durable Kubota purchase from Great Plains Kubota. Don't wait till December to shop our reliable Kubota equipment because it may be too late. Call 855-4-KUBOTA to ask a sales pro about GP's factory-to-field program. With Kubota inventory shortages, you can't afford to miss out on our exclusive offer designed to help you get the Kubota you'll need before the end of the year. The good news is Great Plains Kubota has more Kubota equipment, more options, and more ways to serve their customers than other dealers. Visit us online at gpkubota.com. That's gpkubota.com.
Today's market started off good overnight, and they had some really good grain strength all throughout today. The corn was the weakest of the three grains, but they were up 7 cents here with March at 5.98. Kansas City wheat was just on fire all day long, anywhere from 24 to 27 higher. July Kansas City 8.28 and a quarter, up 24.5 cents, and that's just indicative of the drought we're seeing all across the western growing areas for the winter wheat belt. So without any rain and off to such a bad start, that's what's lifting us here. And the beans are anywhere from 16 to 18 cents higher. And then cotton futures also bounced today up 175 in March at 107.29. So it just seems like a lot of inflationary pressures, and then the drought, of course, helping us out. The equity market, such as the stock market today, is up over 500, gaining back what it had lost. And, of course, a lot of big economic things going on with the Build Back Better plan. Looks like it's kind of stalled here. Now, a lot of people were expecting that if that passed, there'd be a lot of money spent and even more inflation. But at this point, it doesn't look like that's going to develop. Even despite that, crude oil was up today. Crude oil was up about $2.50 in February at $71.17.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.